I don't know. Fuck, it's August. August 23rd, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 124. Thanks for joining us. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Ryan, man. Shh, quiet.
I just put the noise reduction button. I wonder if that helps.
It actually helped a lot. Well, I can't tell. True. I don't know. Yeah. We're having some static issues with our new Skype, so I don't know. Who knows?
I can take acoustic echo cancellation and also smart voice.
Can you do the thing that makes your voice sound like a robot?
Sounds like a monster.
I can.
Yeah. No, actually, no.
It's not like a monster.
Okay, I won't do it.
Now that sounds better.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. So this week, I wanted to ask you guys a question about your time and the time you have in your life, okay?
Okay.
Ryan? It's actually fucking up the connection when you do that. Like, I'm only getting every third word. Yeah, you're super staticky now.
That's because I'm using Munchkin voice. All right, let me fix
that. No, it's there's static. There's like, Munchkin voice.
That's true. It's horrible.
All right. Turn it all off. I'm just normal me voice.
That's why it sounds so stupid. So you guys, I'm going to give you 8 years, okay? You enter a temporal anomaly, and you're not going to age for 8 years. 8 years! And you're not going to age, and you're going to have access to a bank account that equals lots and lots of money. Nobody else is going to be, or everybody else is going to be around, but nobody else is going to be around. So basically, you're going to have 8 years of a life to live, and then you're immediately going to go back to the time that you left after 8 years expire. What are you going to do for 8 years? So one day you're like, oh, I'm going to enter this temporal anomaly. Bye. And then 8 years, you know right now that in 8 years you're going to revert back to that time. But you're going to keep all the knowledge, any things you've gained, anything like that. Money's not an object because for some reason during this temporal world you have unlimited resources. So reasonable resources. We'll say you have like $100,000 a year to spend. What are you going to do with that next 8 years?
Is no one else there, did you say?
Well, they're there, but they're not really there. So, like, anything you interact with is not going to not going to matter in 8 years. It's all going to revert back. So people are there, everything's there, it's just not going to matter.
Okay, like Groundhog's Day, kind of. but like one day that never ends.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Let's see, what'd they have? But he didn't have access to he had the resources he needed for that day. Yeah, basically. Extend Groundhog's Day for 8 years and tell me what you're going to do for those 8 years.
So there's people there that can teach you things.
There certainly are. It's it's this world.
All right, let's see. You don't have to work because you have money. I think I would learn probably the piano or the guitar, I think, would probably be pretty good because those seem to be like baseline instruments. Like if you learn how to play either of those, I think you'd play like a lot of instruments. I think that would be an interesting thing to learn. I think I would also have someone teach me, like a person who is now hired then to help me get in shape, I think would be good because that'd be a person's job. In that instance, I don't have to worry about anything else. I would be basically like an actor preparing for a role for 8 years. The role would just be me.
Okay.
I would learn as much about Ryan as I possibly could, like his secrets.
Good luck.
Then I would be able to learn to communicate with him on like a new level. Like we'd be so good friends then. It would be awesome. I'd be able to speak to him in Python, like I was
saying Python right now.
Yeah, but no, that's like Harry Potter Python though. Yeah, I'd be like, psst, yes. And he'd be like, "How did you learn this language?" I'm like, "I don't know." I don't know. I think I'd learn things that are always in the background that you want to learn, but forcing yourself to learn because of time and money are the two basics, the two big things.
Sure.
So
that's kind of what I'm looking for. Like, what are those things? And you mentioned a few of them. Learning to speak dark speech or whatever the fuck it is. I don't remember. What do they call it, Dave, too? What do they call it in Harry Potter where you speak dark speech?
Dark Speech is Lord of the Rings.
Slytherin, or not Slytherin, or Snake Speech.
It's Parcel Tongue.
Parcel Tongue,
that's what it's called in Harry Potter.
It was like I couldn't remember.
You're supposed to. You're my Harry Potter expert when I come to you.
When you come to me, yeah.
Okay, so Dave's going to learn the guitar, learn about Ryan, play the piano, and work out a little bit. All right, what about you guys?
I want to learn bladesmithing.
Oh, you want to build weapons? That's okay. Cool.
Start off with some, competition choppers, and then, move into some more complex historical weapons. Yeah.
What the fuck is competition choppers?
He was watching a show called Forge and Fire.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I think it'd be kind of cool to have my own forge. I know this idea has been brought up by others. But I think it'd be kind of cool. And just take those 8 years to really hone that craft. Not have to worry about anything else.
Okay. Sounds good. What about you, Ryan?
I think that exercise is a good one. I definitely try to get
copy. I'm the only. I have the.
You're the only one who can exercise in the world.
Sorry, I thought of it first.
There's like cards that you can collect, and there's only one of each.
Sorry, you can't learn any languages. You can't learn to play any instruments, and you can't learn to build anything because Dave has building things.
Okay. Well, I would probably also. I don't know. I guess it's pretty tough. I might go to learn some technology stuff. I probably wouldn't spend a ton of time on it because I feel like I do it in my normal pre-8-year break, so I might learn something different. But what's strange is if I came back of 8 years of not doing anything technical, I'd probably feel rusty rather than like I have an advantage, which is interesting.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I'd be like, because when you come back and like, it'd be like, hey, so how'd that movie go? And you're like, wow, what? What movie? Remember, you going to see the movie? Oh, yeah. I don't remember much. That was a long time. No, that was yesterday, buddy. Because 8 years will have passed for you.
I understand, yeah.
So there'll be some interesting things going on there.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, it says nothing you do has any impact, huh?
On anybody except for you.
I see.
So you can't set it up so you get a $1 billion in the future or anything like that. It's just you. Just improvements or degraded on you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I definitely want to learn stuff. I'd probably just read some things, Maybe study a few interesting topics. And what would those be? I'm not sure. There's lots of interesting topics. It would not be...
Here comes the Ryan answer.
No, it's easier for Ryan to say what it won't be than what it will be.
It won't be like art or some shit like that. It'll be something a little more crunchy. Probably like maybe some physics or something like that. Who knows? Something like that might be fun.
So,
Ryan, shit! I got one.
Well, I was just going to ask Ryan how many times you're going to watch that volleyball movie.
Oh, I'd only need to watch it once. I don't have enough time. It's only 8 years.
Ryan but, would come back the next day caught up on everything we've ever talked about.
Like,
and remembering none of it.
No, actually what I think would be good is like I think it'd be nice to learn like woodworking and some of those things and like carving and shit like that. And like making shit skills, like physical stuff.
Okay.
Like there's people that make like their own fishing lures and they make their own like building sheds. I think coming back and having all of those handyman skills in addition to being a general pimp would be pretty sweet.
Okay.
That's my
what you're saying, yeah.
Sure. Like just sort of learn some trades and some maybe some fishing. Maybe I go fishing. That'd be fun. I'll be a better fisherman when I come back.
That's true, you definitely would be. Okay. I asked the question without really thinking about it, so I'm not sure what I would do, but I think it would involve China in some way. I would definitely learn Mandarin. There's no reason not to. Learn fucking Mandarin. And I'd probably go to school and get an advanced degree in, like, astronomy or something, or astrophysics, because I think it'd be cool to learn, and that's something that takes a long-ass time, so that'd be kind of interesting.
Of course, your degree wouldn't be useful. Your knowledge would.
Yes.
But your degree, they'd be like, what? No, we don't have no records of you visiting
sure, but you could
our fine establishment.
You could very easily be like, I want to test out. Like, yes. Just give me the fucking test. I'm going to do it.
Thing is, I don't know if can you do that.
Yes.
Can you just go to? You can just go to any school. Or you still have to pay them.
Or you could go to like a place that where you want to work and say, "Let me try to show you the skills I have that I've developed over my time." I'm sure it would work out in some way, regardless of.
Because if schools did that, like if like universities did that, you're like, "All right, cool. You need to take these, you know, 97 credits worth of stuff."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Okay, cool. Let me test out of like 58 of them, and now your schooling is just taking you. Will take you a year and a half to get through, and cost you way less
for all those. That's the thing. Like you could test out of a class, but you have to pay for it. They don't really fucking care as long as they get their money.
See, that's dumb.
I agree, but they want you to pay for your degree. So,
I think you have to make a cover story of saying like I've been studying on my own for the last approximately 8 years to learn astrophysics and da 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 and like yeah. And then like and then you prove yourself with knowledge but you have a story of why you know it.
Sure.
By the way, on art, I would totally learn. So I don't want to learn art history, but I also think it would be cool to learn like art techniques of like getting better at making art. So those are different aspects. Like when I say learn, I feel like
your soul, right?
I think my soul. It just needs to get out. You know what I mean? I need to figure out an outlet. Maybe it'll be music. Maybe I'll become a rapper. The greatest rapper since. Yes. Maybe that's what I'll do.
So actually,
in 8 years, I could see it.
I think it would be cool because the way technology is changing now, just 8 years, time goes by normally. And then as soon as, like, you know, at year seven, when there's some sort of technological advance, you just learn as much stuff about that change has happened. And now it's like, you don't have to recreate it. You just have to know enough to come up. Now 8 years goes backwards, and you're like, Ryan, I have this really great idea. And he's like, Wix. And then we're like, okay.
See, we almost got out of the whole podcast without somebody trying to use advanced knowledge for personal financial gain. We were so close, but Dave, you had to say something.
But it would be for the benefit of everyone. It would be because...
It's 7 years it would be faster. Yes.
It would be 7 years faster.
Mostly the betterment of you.
Because I don't really want all that much stuff.
Right, but you want to be comfortable, and that's what this would do. So there you go.
But everyone wants to be comfortable, and I would be making everyone comfortable.
Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. The real question is, what do you guys do with your family? Like, do you care about them? Do you just leave one day, or do you, like, stick around? Because you know in 8 years, nothing's going to matter. You know what I mean?
But that's so weird.
I know.
That would be... I think you'd kind of be forced, like, naturally to just live life normally and then all of a sudden rewind 8 years.
Would you, or would you be for, like, can you just leave and change everything and not have to worry about anything? And then
but that moment of saying like, sorry honey, I'm leaving, I know that you think this is real, but in 8 years this time line,
you're overthinking it. You step one, say nothing. Step two, disappear. Step three, never have to have that conversation.
Yes, but you know what's going on. There's
I still think I would do all the same things. I'd like to do the fun stuff, but the learning stuff would just be like, I just have 10 hours during the day that I would go and do something else.
I see where you're coming from, but I think after like year two of grinding it out at a job every day where it's fine, but you know it's not going to... Like, all the money you're making, everything you're doing...
No.
Nothing. So, like...
No, I would all of a sudden, I would be like, okay, guys... I would explain it all to you. You would be like, I don't think that makes sense. But then you'd go like, quite possible. I'd explain it to Tiffany, and she'd be like, that's fucking crazy as shit. And I'd be like, all of a sudden, be like, look, we have money coming from nowhere. I explained it to you. For now, I'm going to do...
But where are you getting the money during those 8 years?
You said that we get money.
Yeah, you did say that.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about job. Okay, yeah. Good point.
Right,
so now
I wake up in the morning. Okay. I have someone go, all right, cool. Pound on my door. I go like, oh, I don't want to wake up. And it's like, okay, cool. Here's your exercise thing. Psh, boom, get that out the way. Because I got to have someone do that right away.
I'll do that for you. You just got to pay me some money.
But I'll be like, Chris, everything you're doing is not worthwhile for you.
And I'll
it's
like,
only worthwhile for me.
I'll be like, all right, man, do you want to work out or not? Stop smoking the pot and get
fucking. And I'll just be like, and then I'll go off to whatever, and I'd break it up into fun time, like, just be like, okay, 4 hours during this thing, 4 hours doing this thing, come home at a regular time, and then just do all the normal stuff, but I would have, like, my day broken down into, you know, an hour in the morning of this, 4 hours of this other event, and if you do it over time, over 8 years, you're going to be really good at a couple things.
Sure. Okay, cool.
But the big thing was, I think, the mindset. You'd get in a mindset of, would be very different of not having to worry about things. I think that would be a very relaxing place to be.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
You gave us the money.
I agree. What do you think Adam would do? And anybody who doesn't say own his own choo-choo train is wrong.
I also think Adam would go and learn to be very foodie somewhere.
I think he would go learn chef.
Yeah, like going to cook at fancy places and learn like how to eat like lichens and fucking mosses that he forages in the forest from him, you know, and be like, oh, this is a special stuff me and my fucking truffle hunting pig found.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be good. It would be good to have transferable skills that you don't need to prove. Like cooking's one, transfers back to you. Like being able to pilot an aircraft is another one. Like
that's an aircraft.
That shit in there just for the hell of it, right? Okay. Good job. You guys are very good. All right, that was a fucking fun answer. Let's start the podcast then.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Guys, what's going on other than the fact that I want you all to do things that you want to do only if you have 8 years that you'll get back?
Well, it's got to be 8 years. I like that it was just like 8 years.
It was 8 years because you could theoretically get done with an advanced degree from nothing from any university in 8 years.
Okay.
So I figured 8 years is enough time to learn anything. Maybe not master anything, but definitely learn anything.
Oh, because what is it, 10,000 hours? That's like... If you worked 8 hours a day on something, in 5 years, you get 10,000 hours of it.
Sure. Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to, obviously, if your normal life, you're not going to get 8 hours a day in, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
But if you tried to create something during that time, that would suck because it would be gone.
Right.
Like, what if I was like, I want to write a video game. I'm going to take my time to develop a video game. I would learn what it takes to write a video game, but my video game that I created would go poof. Me God.
But you would learn the shortcuts. And you learn
the shortcuts, yeah, because you build like.
You'd learn. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but you would also lose the whole effort. Like if I learned to build, like be handy, and so I was like, I'm gonna build this and that, I'm gonna fix this, I'm gonna replace everything, and then boop. Oh shit! I gotta start all over. Yeah, I do it much faster, but
yeah, you get the skills.
But you would also know what your pitfalls were and.
Yeah, but you're right. That's kind of what's interesting about it is like anything you acquire, you don't get.
Right.
So it has to be something you actually want to get better at. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, like a skill, not.
This reminds me. Actually, it inspired a thought of some sort of card game based around people and non-weapon proficiencies. So, like, let's say you have, I don't know, some sort of card game where you get. Fucking skills, and you learn skills, you choose skills to learn, and then something happens with those. It's the don't get me wrong, it's the genesis of a fun card game, but I think there's something there. You should look into it.
Okay.
It'll take me 8 years.
Maybe, but after that, it'll be really fucking easy to market research would probably be another good thing. Like, you can market things and see what market works and what doesn't work, and then but so much of that is based on time and timing and stuff, so
I think if you could learn, like, meditation and like to be super zen and have like a good outlook, then you come back and you're like set, like kind of like you hover a little bit because you're so fucking spiritual pimp. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. And you know what, I guess I can bring my family to China with me. I mean, fuck, I'm getting money. Right. They can stay there, they can learn fucking shit, it's not gonna matter to me.
They're gonna forget it all.
I know, but I won't. Then I can teach.
And you'll be like, "Remember that time in China where we went to the
oh shit, Dad's going crazy again. He's having one of his episodes."
And that's interesting. Say you learn to bowl, right? You're like you're great bowler, right? That's a lot of mental and a lot of physical, but you would lose all the physical part of it.
Would you?
No, because a lot of that is fucking, what do you call it?
Muscle memory.
Muscle memory. And so you're going to have the muscle memory.
But is muscle memory, how much of muscle memory is in the muscle, which is a physical thing, versus in the mind?
It doesn't matter. You keep physical shit, too. That's why working out makes sense, because otherwise out is stupid. Yeah. Yeah, you keep everything except for tangible goods and stuff.
Yeah. So you just all of a sudden are, like, super skinny and like, pop. You know. Good morning, honey.
You come back and you're, like, all jacked with a six-pack. You're like, what?
So, let's say it slowly reveals yourself over, like, you know, like, over a couple months. It's like, so you slowly shed. Because, I mean, it would be fun to all of a sudden be like, whoa, shit, you look ridiculous.
You're like, what, I've been hiding it for a while, so that way you right. don't be, you know, intimidated.
Or Ryan just goes back to work next day with gigantic beard and crazy hair. He's like, 8 years! I've been gone for 8 years! And they're like, Ryan, you just left like 8 hours ago.
No, I don't know.
You don't know anything. And he just draws a circle. And he's still like, time is a flat plane.
All you have to do is fold it.
Right.
I was more like thinking. Well, Ryan, you just went to the bathroom for the fourth time. I mean,
right. He just shows up. Because that would be funny, yeah. Because if you didn't know when you were gonna come, you didn't know when you left, and when you come back, you just come out of the bathroom.
And it would be like it would suck if for some reason you were in jail for those 8 years. You're like, sorry, you fucked up for some reason. And
oh
you
shit!
The
well, then you're working
thing.
Out.
That's true, and you're learning shit there anyway, so maybe it's not a bad deal.
You're working out and, like, reading books, and you can become a lawyer in there.
That's where the Groundhog Day thing had some advantages. So, like, if it was Groundhog Month, so, like, month at a time, and then it reset after the month, so that would be pretty good, because then you could, like, be like, this month I'm going to destroy New York, you know, just go nuts, you know? You could do more destructive things, and then reset...
Yeah.
So, reset.
What this also reminds me of, and I wasn't thinking this when we thought the question, was that so in The Inner Light, the Next Generation episode of Star Trek, Picard lives his entire life in a moment, right?
So
he gets an entire life, but unfortunately all he does is learn to play the flute. So he kind of fucked up. I mean, he had family and kids and shit, but yeah.
Oh, like and the only additional skill he obtained was flute.
Yeah. But then again, he didn't know for sure. Like, he slowly thought that was his life and the other one was a dream. So, but yeah, whatever. You know, whatever.
And the other thing is, like, how do you quantify the value of wisdom? Wisdom of a life lived well.
And that's why he was the best Starfleet captain ever, because he had multiple lifetimes to draw upon. Smart man.
You quantify wisdom with a score.
Wisdom of 24. We all know this.
You have
that
a score.
But I guess I should say we don't have stats in the real world like that.
But maybe we should.
Or do we, Ryan?
In fact, I think this is interesting. I think we've kind of done something like this, but
we have totally done this.
But real quick, give me your what you think is your best stat and your lowest stat.
We definitely did this before.
Let's do it
but,
again really quick. But we did it for each other. So we'll just do our best stat and worst stat for each other, not for, like, the other person around. And, of course, if we have to go through them, they are strength, dexterity, intelligence, wisdom, constitution, charisma, and that's it. And I'll start.
Calmliness.
I think my best one... Oh, fuck. These are hard.
You gotta give them to yourself?
Yes. Because I think
because Chris is like, I want to give myself all of them.
How do you give yourself 18 and everything?
What's one for, like, the best? Like,
so basically, what's your personal dump stat? And what?
See, now that's interesting. Now that's, I think, is more interesting. What would you consider your personal dump stat?
Well, that's kind of what I mean by your lowest, right? So
yeah.
That's kind of what I mean.
Well, but your lowest may not be the one that you would want to be your lowest.
That's true. So maybe we'll just do that. What is your current lowest, and is that what you want it to be? And I don't know, man. I have to...
I would probably say dexterity would be my lowest.
I think so. I've seen you move. You can move pretty quick.
Yeah, oh, I can!
It's the recovery afterwards.
But it's not just speed. It's also, like, balance and stuff like that. I'm not judging you. I'm just noting that dexterity is more than just speed.
Yeah. Because I'm going to go off the skills based off of dexterity, which is, like, acrobatics and lock picking.
So I'll give
stealth.
Let me give you average D&D strengths real quick. A strength of 10 means you can pull your own weight.
Pull?
Yes.
I think everyone can pull their own weight.
A strength of like 14 says you're visibly toned, throw small objects for long distances. The fuck does that mean? Anyways, dexterity of 10, capable of usually catching a small tossed object.
Okay.
Okay. Dexterity of 14, can catch or dodge a medium speed surprise projectile.
Medium speed. These are things like, we also is like 30 feet per second.
These are relevant to D&D, but not very world,
well, they
real
kind
world.
Of are. I mean, Constitution of 10 bit. Occasionally contracts mild sicknesses. Constitution of 14, able to labor for 12 hours a day, most days. That's fucking hard.
That is hard.
Intelligence of 10, knows what they need to get by. Intelligence of 14, able to do math or solve logic puzzles mentally with reasonable accuracy. Okay. Wisdom of 10 makes reasoned decisions most of the time. Holy shit, Adam's dump stat is wisdom. Wisdom of 14 can get hunches about situations that don't seem feel right. And charisma of 10, capable of polite conversation. Charisma of 14, interesting, knows what to say to most people. Okay. So at first I was thinking charisma, but I think I can do that.
As your dump stat?
No, yeah, I was thinking that at first, but I don't think so anymore. What is my dump stat?
Are you picking the one that you're the worst at or the one that you don't care the most about?
What I'm worst at, what I'm asking is, what is your worst stat, and are you okay with that, or would you rather have something else?
So I'm going to say...
Dave said dexterity. Sorry to interrupt you. And I would kind of agree, because capable of usually catching a small tossed object, I'd say usually, but sometimes, right.
Yeah. I'd probably go with constitution.
Definitely.
For my lowest, yeah. Because like bruises, I don't know that I could run like a super long time. Usually not probably. So much on that part, more of the endurance
easily
aspect.
Easily winded, incapable of full day as hard labor. Definitely, that's your
definitely, yeah.
Definitely. Hard day of manual labor. Hard day of mental labor.
Well, that's not
that's like, not constant.
That
yeah.
is labor.
Yes, but not in the constitution sense.
Yeah.
What's why you bring the constitution into this?
Because that's what you
just said your dump stat was.
I know, it just sounded like you're talking about the Constitution of the United States. Anyways, Constitution low, I take intelligent high. It sounds like you're a dick when you pick your highest, but I just picked the one that seems
nobody
to fit
else
best.
Is doing it, but I'm glad you
no did. One else is picking high, but that's about right for...
What's your intelligence, Ryan?
Oh, he's... I don't know.
Okay, I can guess.
22.
So,
30.
I'll give myself a 16.
Okay, 16. Fairly intelligent, able to understand new tasks quickly. I would give that to you.
All right. Thanks.
I might even give you 18. May invent new processes or uses for knowledge.
Ooh. Nice.
Okay. Dave, too, what do you think? What's your dump stat?
It's a Ryan answer. It's a tie between dexterity and constitution. I'd probably go constitution. Constitution as lower than dexterity.
Okay. What do you? Okay. What would you say? You're dumb. So at a 10, you can, or at a 12, you can take a few hits before being knocked unconscious. But at a 4, you're knocked out conscious by a light punch, say an Adam White punch. So where would you fall in that category?
For constitution?
Yeah, between 4 and 10.
Probably, 12, I'm probably like an 11.
Okay, occasionally contracts mild sicknesses. Sure, that's like an easy one. Sure, I think everybody's around then. So
the tooth.
Damn, that means like all you are above 11. Holy shit! Fuck, you rolled out when you rolled stats. It's pretty good. I don't.
Yeah,
know,
but they're like all 11. Like I don't have like an 18.
Your net positive is plus zero. They're all 11s. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Huh.
I don't have one. What do you guys think mine is?
Your what? Your dump
stat? My worst stat.
Let's see.
I think I'm good at all of them.
Charisma at 16?
No.
Your dump stat?
Yeah, what's my dump stat?
Yeah, charisma at 16. Everything else is higher.
Yeah, no, 16 is popular. Not popular at all. Receives greetings and conversations on the street. Although I did get whistled at when I was running the other day by two black girls. Makes me feel good, even if it's ironic.
What's ironic about it?
Don't you think?
If they're doing it because they are making fun of you.
Oh, I see. Even if, okay, they're being ironic.
You never know people's motivations. You can only take it based on what you see their motivations. So, yeah. I take it as, hey, I look good. Good job.
If I had to pick one,
I don't have one. I'm sorry. I'm good at everything. I'd say maybe strength is probably it.
Is your dump stat?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm not visibly toned. I don't know if I can carry heavy objects with one arm. I need both arms for my heavy objects. Yep. I'm going to say it right there. I'm like asking you guys to insult me and you're not insulting me. Come on.
No, see, that's mean.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. You guys suck.
Yeah.
I insulted myself.
Right.
And then I'm not insulting anybody else. Whatever. That's it.
I think Dave 3's high stat is charisma. He loves to entertain people and keep people in conversations.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's very true. Much so.
I like charisma of 9. Something of a bore or makes people mildly uncomfortable.
That might be my lowest stat, actually. I go into moods. I have moods. Like,
oh, yeah. See,
when I'm not in the mood for people, I can easily be like charisma 3. But then I can have times where I'm like floating the 18. You know what I mean? But I would probably typically hover around the 10.
I know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter on your mood for the day, your attitude. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Ooh, that we should work that into our.
That's interesting too. Game. I was just thinking that would be interesting. It's all like it's like, okay, cool. Like you pick I don't know, scenarios or environments, and then you gain like bonuses or negatives in that. Like it's like kind of like an introvert versus extrovert kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's all like, oh, cool, but an academic environment or like you know, you're like, oh, this is my zone, man. So my charisma is really high, and it matches your intelligence when you're at like the. That would be an interesting. Floating stack.
Yeah.
Or even, for this card game that's being developed as we speak, it'd be cool to have random stuff. So you flip over, it's like, oh, you went for a run today. You're in a better mood, so your mood goes up one. Or you woke up and the wife yelled at you. -2 to your mood.
For the rest of the day.
Your aggression is super high, so like, whenever you want to fight people.
That'd be fun. I'd like it. Okay, that's enough of that. Sorry, that was some tangents, but it was fun to talk about. I like talking about stuff that are D&D's related, even though nobody wants to insult me. It's a bunch of bastards.
It's just hard to pick which one. There's so many that could be your dump stat, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because as Dave was saying, they're all at least 16. So what's the 15? You never know. I actually think based on this, we all have pretty high stats. Which I don't know if I'd like this, because... I think we all have pretty high stats compared to this, based on this.
Yeah, but I think we've leveled up a significant number of times to increase those stats.
Maybe.
Ryan, we're like, Ryan, man, why don't you just get that charisma out of 9? And he's like, no. I like the charisma of 9. It plays into my character.
Not today.
Plays into my character.
That's right.
Okay.
But,
what are we talking about today? What's on the horizon? What are you doing?
I don't do it. You know how they do the KFC guy with like the various actors who dress up as the KFC like Colonel?
Yeah.
Which is weird, by the way, that they at one point the Colonel was a distinguished figure. Like his image in all ads was like the like really serious looking Colonel type dude with like no funniness. But lately, it's been like funny kernels, like that are a little goofy. You know what I mean? Just a comment on the transition of KFC.
Yeah, because now they made an ad with the mountain as the kernel.
What?
Because it's they have hilarious. A sandwich, just like a super huge chicken sandwich, and he's all like, and they show him as like a baby, and he's like, "I've always wanted to be the world's strongest man," and he's like, still got a mustache and the glasses and the white hair when he was a baby. It's pretty good, and he shows him like pulling a giant. Thing filled with chicken sandwiches, like ah! It's pretty funny.
The video tells a touching story of Colonel's humble beginnings as he moved from Kentucky to Iceland to train for the world record sandwich pull. Then proceeds to pull a crate filled with 700 pounds of KFC's newest chicken sandwich, the Double Crispy.
Sandwich!
I know, sandwich.
This is stupid and fun.
Yes, it is stupid and fun, but...
That's cool. Yeah, what's going on with them? They like apparently they're trying a bunch of different ones, or they just wanted to try a bunch of different ones.
Well, anytime they do like the thing where they have like, hey, it's a new sandwich or a new meal or something, they'd be like, oh, this is a spicy sandwich. So they bring in someone like who's, I don't know, spicy, and then dress him up as the Colonel and be like, oh, and he's like, ooh, I'm the Colonel, I'm spicy, or something like that. So it's interesting that they just do it, and now it's become a thing, and it is pretty funny, like how they, because you always remember things that are funny over like the stupid ads, like the Super Bowl. It's like, oh, do you remember any of the ads? Oh, car ad, beer ad, who cares? Oh shit, funny ad, I remember that.
Yeah, there was an ad I just saw, and I was like, wow, that was relatively funny. And then I saw who that was for, and I said, that doesn't make any sense that it's for that company, and nor will I remember that's for that company. Oh, it was there's like three truckers, and they're driving in a truck or something, and then they start singing a song, like Backstreet Boys or something like that.
Oh, it was BP Gas. It was just on...
Yeah, it was just on recently. Well, I just saw it recently, but like I would
never... Same, during the Twins game.
I would never have thought it's BP Gas, nor in the future if I remember that it's funny, will I remember that it's BP Gas. So is it effective?
Oh. I don't know.
Or is it just supposed to be like on a subliminal message environment or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay. Did any of you watch that Adam show yet? The Disenchantment or something?
No. But it looks kind of good to me, or at least entertaining.
Reviews are mixed on it. Uh-huh. Some people are okay with it. Some people are like, this is just a repeat of everything he's done before. Uh-huh. So,
okay.
Which kind of is all of it? Yeah.
I watched two episodes.
It's animated, are you sure?
I watched the first one to see if it was any good. And okay. I wasn't sure. And I watched the second one because me and Amy needed something that was a half hour long. We didn't have anything. And she's like, well, I'd watch that. So she watched that. She thought it was kind of interesting. I don't know if it's good enough to keep watching. But it's good enough to last, you know, put a half hour into here and there. So and it's fine. Huh. It's just there's some stuff that annoys me. That it shouldn't annoy me. Like it does.
Because it's animated.
No, it's just they used a clan of people called the Bogarts, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not a Bogart. A Bogart's a specific creature from D&D. Fuck you.
Yeah, but then they went by like the mythical version of the Bogart. I don't know if it's I haven't watched it, so I don't know. But
yeah, I'll have to watch it and see. I gotta get caught up on Voltron first.
You're a Voltron.
I am a Voltron.
Yeah, that show came out, and then Adam said, you should watch it, and I watched two of them, and I didn't watch it anymore. That was
good or bad?
I'd say animated. I have a hard time getting into animated shows.
Yeah, remember, Chris doesn't like animated
and
shows.
I kept falling asleep. Mm. Like, I tried to watch the second one. Like, they're like, oh, we did this, and I kept falling asleep.
It took him forever to form Voltron.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. Did it take them more than two episodes? Because they were still looking for cats at episode two. And they were out in space and shit. And I don't know,
yeah.
Yeah. So I fell asleep.
Speaking of half-hour shows that are not animated, Big Bang Theory is finally going to end after this year.
Oh, I don't care about that. But I'm happy it's going to be off the air.
Exactly. That's why I'm bringing it up. People are gonna be, some of us are going to be happy that it's done. Run its course. It ran its course after like season three.
Well, I just wish they got simple things that are simple, right?
Like
if they spend all this time with getting science and like, oh, science, we got a science advisor to make sure our science is accurate and stuff. But then you have like something simple as like they're playing a game and the game is fucking wrong. It's all like, I'm like, that's simple. That's a simple check. That's like, you don't need, you know, you make, you know, the comic stuff is always weird to me because they only reference like DC comics in that show.
Yep.
And that was always.
Is it owned by ABC, who's owned by the mouse or something?
Well, it's owned by NBC. It's NBC. Huh. CBS, I think, is owned by Disney.
I don't know. Okay.
ABC is.
ABC, okay, ABC is. But so NBC, which that show is on, isn't, so I don't know if they have a deal or something like that. And I'm like, there are very few people who love comics as much as they apparently do and are that only like that universe, a single solitary universe, which is weird.
Yeah.
Let me see what it says. Ever notice that Big Bang Theory only talks about DC?
I didn't know that. Huh, that's interesting. And so those little things that you notice that are important to you obviously aren't important to a lot of people.
Right, yes.
But it does make a little bit of a difference when you're watching a show. And this reminds me, I don't know,
here's the answer.
What's up?
The show itself is actually owned by Warner Brothers, which also owns DC Comics.
That makes sense, sure.
Okay.
See, so they're not gonna follow the money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So little things like that. Neil deGrasse Tyson was on Joe Rogan this week, and he was talking about little things in movies that, like, he used to put things on his Twitter, being like, "Here's the problem with this movie," but people would get so angry at him that he'd be like, "I'm just pointing out things that I think are fun in my universe because that's what people do.
Right?
They like to point out shit." And one of the ones I thought was interesting was that during the Titanic scene, when it's going down. Apparently the sky was wrong. He's like, we know when the Titanic sank, we know the date and time, we know the position, so we know what the sky should look like. And it was just kind of a little thing that kind of annoyed me, especially since they just mirrored the right and left side.
Right.
So I talked to James Cameron, and James Cameron like said, you know how much money it made, Neil? $1 billion. You know how much money it would have made if the sky was right? $1 billion.
Right. Yep.
But when he released the 10th edition, like super edition, he went and said, "Hey," or the producer, one of the producers said, "Neil deGrasse Tyson, do you have an accurate sky I can use?" And he said, "Yes, I do." So now that sky is correct in that special edition, which is kind of funny.
Right.
That's funny.
That's actually cool. That's a cool story. Yep. It's a story that in many ways serves no good to anyone. It does no good for the world, but yet is very satisfying and seems like the right way to do things.
Seth MacFarlane did apparently reached out before he released Ted, because that had a specific time in Skyline as well, and he basically got his stars from as well for that time. Which is, I think it's funny that people are willing to do that at times.
for Ted?
Yeah.
The show with the...
Wasn't it called
the Teddy Bear.
No,
Teddy Bear.
With the bear. The fucking magical
bear.
Yeah.
It was Teddy Bear.
Because they give a specific date, and he wishes on a star of the sky. So,
oh, but there's a sky scene. Okay,
yeah,
so that's...
Yeah.
And Seth MacFarlane is like... He's, remember, because he produced the version of Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson that was on, like, whatever, a couple years ago.
Okay.
Because he was like super into like science and stuff like that. So
they're making a third one too, which would be kind of fun too.
Right.
But if you were to pick a film that like wouldn't need to follow accurate skylines, Ted would be on the list because that movie is like kind of dumb. I mean, it's fun. It's a fine movie, but it's like not a like historical like focused. It's what the fuck? Ted is the worst movie ever.
Really?
The worst movie ever.
See, that's a bold statement, Cotton.
No, it's not. It's more bad now knowing that they focused on the sky instead of other things.
Well, they're saying they're going to have to do a CG sky anyway, right?
Yeah.
So they said, hey, we're going to do a CG sky anyway. Why don't we just ask, you know, the guy who knows tons about the sky and stars and stuff like that what the sky was like. Okay, done.
Yeah. I suppose.
We did get a comment this week. I don't know if you guys are aware. It's a pretty fun comment about. Let's see if I can find it. What was the first one? God damn it! I got too many videos.
Too many.
Fuck! I'm not gonna be able to find it. Well, maybe this is it. Nope. Anyways, it was one of our Spell Too Far videos. People, the very first one, people really liked it. They're like, "Ah, oh, this is really fun." What was the first one we did? It was the portable hole, not the portable hole, but planar. What was the plane?
What's
one?
the Yeah, like the demiplane?
Is that it?
I don't remember.
I could find it right here.
Let's take a look. Yep, that was it. So that was over a year ago. Holy shit. We did get a recent comment, and the comment was this. I love that there was a group of people crazy enough to have this conversation and make this video. Thank you. Thank you for being, for existing and being your mad, mad selves, which is really nice.
Is it someone we know or someone we don't know?
I don't know the person. Everybody who's commented on this, I don't think I know.
Where do they comment on?
On the YouTube video. There's not
on the YouTube video.
On the YouTube.
We don't have a ton of YouTube videos, do we? Because that's only like when you stream.
A ton of...
Yeah, but I put them in my up on my YouTube, which has a lot, so sometimes it's hard to find.
Okay, but we don't have a lot, right? I was saying because
we have 4 or 5.
Oh, that's not a lot because we've done 100 episodes. Okay, just confirm.
Gotcha. 100 episodes. We've done 133 episodes or something like that.
Jeez.
Well, yeah. Man.
Come on.
124. Anyways. So this weekend is the Happy Time Murders. Are we going to watch it or no?
I want to watch it. Dave, can you go to a movie this week? I know you've been gone for about 1,000 years. He's going to come up with a reason.
No, I don't think I have anything tomorrow night.
Can we just...
Or Saturday.
Crash.
Sunday, I don't. Sunday, I can't.
Of course, yeah. Sunday's very big.
Okay. Oh, what were you saying, Chris?
Leo's birthday party.
Sunday, Leo's birthday party. Yep.
See? I didn't know about Leo's birthday party.
It's because you weren't invited.
Just like me.
Oh.
That's cool.
It's like a school friend party.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing.
That's cool. All right. That's right.
That's cool. School friends, that's fine. That's
fine. Cause
all right. No, that's good. All right. Hey, Ryan, you
I've
do your own fucking thing, man.
I've you got get the there. In-laws wedding anniversary party, so that's what I'll be doing.
Well, I would
I'll
say.
I'll be building the shed if any of you want to stop by to build a shed.
Here's. I'll just, we'll just stop by your house, Ryan, and I'll have grip on my shoulders and I'll be like, look at it. And you just like, look at Leo like this. And Leo will remember the pain. Like, that's what Leo did to you. So.
No, take it.
That's, I'm taking it all back. Yeah, like, it's been weird. Like, I haven't, like, done, like, a shit ton of stuff lately. I haven't watched a ton of TV. I haven't watched much of anything. But what I have done
sleeping
is, for the first time ever, I played World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I saw you on the other day.
First yeah. time ever?
Yes, sir. I made a blood elf that's a hunter, so he has a bow and like a little die, and I run around and shoot things with a bow.
Was it fun?
I know they can't do it because it'd be too hard or complicated. It's like RPGs. I kind of want stories, but it's basically like, hey, go over here and kill these goblins. And they're like,
bring back 10 wolf hides.
Well, and you're like,
there is story, but it's buried. Like, it's the long quests that are buried. And most people just kind of click through it and go like, all right, what do I got to do?
Uh-huh.
They need what I think they need is like a through arc with like cutscenes and stuff and stuff.
Right,
like that.
And that's why I kind of want to play the Star Wars game, but I don't know if that's going to be around very much longer.
Which one's that?
Like the Old Republic, because I guess that has like cutscenes and fully voiced dialogue and all kinds of stuff like that. And I'm like, I just want like I don't have to be like the big hero of it, but there is something fun about building the guy from zero and being like, oh, he's this guy, and then like you're the center of an adventure and stuff like that, and you become the hero who saves the day and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That feels good.
Yeah, that's definitely not what you're at World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft.
No, like I am
like
Joe Guy who is like, yeah.
Like giant I'm, machine.
Like it's fun, but there's little things like I wish they had like just click on a location and just go Shift R, let my guy just run there so I can go do something else.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
How far can you play for free now at World of Warcraft? Is it?
I don't know, I'm level 15.
I think you can go up to like 80 or something like that for free.
I didn't know
you
could
all the way to 80 for free now?
Yeah, because that's what everyone... Like, it's super easy to get to... Not easy, but if you pay, you just don't, you don't even have to level up. They just, you can like start at 80 or something like that if you're paying.
Yeah. But I guess it's like because they just released the expansion or whatever, something like Battle of Azeroth, which like, the CG was really good. The CG is always super, super good. And it was just like, I guess it's their highest selling like expansion in like a long time. So
it had been a while.
I don't know, and it's like the fact that I'm playing it is like it's fun enough because it's like it just it's seriously like if you were on death's door and just had like a slight morphine drip. So it's like every once in a while, just like that felt pretty good. Not felt great. None of it feels great. None of it feels amazing. But you just feel like you know you're getting a little bit of like oh that was good. All right. And then you do something else. You're like, oh, that was kind of fun. And then you continue going.
Yeah, I know. I had a fun time playing that game. Fucking running around at the, doing shit and leveling up and shit.
Like, I'm going to try and get high enough levels so, like Tony plays, but he has a shit ton of time. Like, he has, like, a guy that's way higher level than me. And I'm like, hey, I'll try and get there because I guess you can, like, run through... Not raids. Raids are where you have a shit ton of guys. Like I think they're called dungeons.
Yeah.
Where you have like four guys or six guys. I don't know how many.
Yep.
But yeah. So I mean, and that sounds fun. Like basically, like oh, now it becomes like a little co-op game. And I'm like, that's kind of what I would like. Co-op game, co-op or RPGs would be the best if you could like do that. But it's always that thing where nobody is the same level long enough.
Yep. That I call the Ryan coefficient. Ryan Thomas coefficient.
Like, Ryan, like, if that's what you did for your 8 years, you figured out a system on how to make a game that's everyone's disparate levels fun for everybody? Oh, man.
That would be hard, but it would be good.
Yeah,
that game's super old, too. I mean, it is. I'm glad it holds up. It doesn't actually surprise me, because I remember it being fun. You know, you get stuff, you pick up things, you run around, you see new shit. And graphics aren't that important to enjoyable games, and I bet you they've also skinned the graphics a couple times, so that's pretty strong.
The limiting factor for me was always finding people to do shit with. Like, eventually you get to a point where you need to, like, go in a group or get a small group together, and if you're a bunch of randoms, sometimes they're douchebags and stuff, and so that, and you don't know them, so it's not as much fun.
Oh.
You know?
I ran into the same problem when I was playing Knights of the Old Republic.
Dave Pearson has just come online.
And they do make it is a lot easier now to like queue up for an instance or a dungeon, but again, it doesn't feel special when it's just a bunch of random people and stuff. Yeah.
Right, and I think it would be cool. I don't know how to do it. Probably cost billions of dollars, and people that are way smarter than me at game design and all this stuff have thought about this countless numbers of time where it's like you can all be doing your own thing and important to the story, and then you need to group up. Like, that would be a fun kind of, like, if they could figure out to make it fun where it's like, oh man, I heard of this guy over here, and I have to actually go quest to find a guy who is, you know, playing is an actual character. Be like, hey, I've come this far. I need you to do this quest. Now, okay, now we need to go together. You know, like the stories of Gathering of Heroes in any, like, cool fantasy movie where you got to go and go like, oh, we got to go get this wizard. And he's like, I'm not coming out of my castle. And then all of a sudden he's like, all right, I'll help you.
Yes. I don't know. And I also know the Alliance side much more than the Horde side because I played, like, 10 characters from the Alliance while I was waiting for Ryan.
It's funny how you'd like hide them. You've done this with mini games. You wouldn't mention, you didn't hide them per se, but kind of like basically hide them. I'm gonna go with hide, where like you would like mention, oh yeah, I got this other guy I can play, he's your level, and then like all of a sudden I'd realize you had like six other like level 40 guys while I got my level 32 guy, and you're like, I leveled all my six guys, so they're all up to level, you know, 62. And
I have that game too, is like wanting to try the different classes and see different shit and find out your style and stuff. Like, the first guy I played was a paladin, but strictly for the reason, the fact I knew I was going to be by myself, so I needed somebody who could heal and do damage. So.
And that would be fun, right? You go like, okay, cool, here's what we're going to do. We have like a test zone, basically, and it's all like, okay, cool, you get to go, like, play, look, do any of the character classes, any of the combinations of races and stuff like that, and you can put them up to any level you want. You can't leave there. You can't gather anything. Just so you can see what abilities look like. You can see how they play. You can see against test dummies or whatever and be like, all right, cool, this is fun. I kind of want to play this guy.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like they let right. you respec your guy. They basically just let you respec everything if you wanted to.
Right.
What right.
do they do for money? Like, if you pay $10.
Yeah, I guarantee they do it for money. Money is like, Dave Pearson keeps coming online.
I'm not seeing that.
But he keeps coming online on this other the thing Blizzard. Called Battle.net.
Oh.
Because he wants to download World of Warcraft now. I know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's a fun game, but I would like it more if it was like, here's your level 80 guys. One night a week or one night a month, you guys decide to go do something, kind of a thing, rather than you got to grind for levels and stuff. Even though I thought grinding for levels was okay. It was kind of fun at times.
I loved the lower level areas.
Yeah.
That was always fun to play in.
It was like, crafting was fun, and some of the economy elements, they weren't that great, but they were actually at the time that the game came out, they were pretty uncommon. You know what I mean? Like, to have a game where you had a crafting and a cooking and a, you know,
yeah.
alchemy type shit, that was actually pretty cool. And it was hard to do. You had to work at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I remember the first gold coin I made, and it was huge. And I was like, holy shit, I got a gold coin now.
Yeah, because I remember that. I would come over, and I'd be like, and you'd be like, oh, just playing this game. I'm like, why don't you play, like, video games, like, on the floor where there's a console in front of the TV? And you just sit there, and you're like, I got a gold! And it's just like now, like, because I just made one gold. I got to one gold.
Yeah.
But I was, like, level 15. I was like, okay, I can understand it's, like, it takes a while, but I'm like, for some reason, I thought it was, like, 1,000 years for you to get there, to get, like, a gold.
It was different before. The economy's kind of breaks, and then fixes and breaks itself. So, like, people get so much money that they're willing to pay for lower-level stuff rather than take the time to go around and collect it. So as a low-level guy, you can be like, I put some of this on the market, and somebody will be like, I'll buy that for 15 gold because I'd rather spend 15 of my billion gold than go do it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. That game, to me, had moments, too. Like, I remember running around and trying to collect silver and gold at these dangerous nodes where I knew if I ran across something, it would kill me. So it had cool moments like that that I haven't really experienced. Although I talked to Ryan last night. I was playing Citadel, and I was out getting some fucking mine, kind of doing very similar as mining, and a shadow passed overhead. And I was like, ah, fuck, because there's these dragons, and they one-shot you. You just die. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. And I looked up, and it happened to be a cloud going over the moon. I was like, oof, oh, thank God. I thought I was dead. Fuck this game. So it has those moments which make it super fun and kind of interesting.
All right. And, yeah, and it's so far, like, it just, from the RP standpoint, it doesn't have the role-playing stuff.
I can understand like, that.
Yeah. Which is, you know, I have very few things, like, except for single-player, super narrative-driven role-playing games where they can have this stuff where it's like, build relationships with characters, and all of a sudden, oh, this character's been a bad person the whole time. And you're like, the betrayal and stuff like that. It's like, that might be there if I were to read the wiki of the lore.
Right.
That would be cool. I'd be like, okay, oh, shit, this guy that was going to blow your head blown up and stuff like that. But, like, the gameplay is pretty fun. It's nothing, like, crazy or interesting, like ridiculously complex or anything, but I mean it's fun. It's just basically, all right, hit one, hit two.
Oh, have you investigated building macros yet?
Oh, Jesus, that half the time I couldn't play with Ryan because he's too busy making macros as I level up.
But like,
well, that was kind of like, fun because
hitting buttons doesn't seem that hard.
It's not, but it's more like a fun side game. I was like, huh, there's a program in the game just for macros.
Well, can you make a macro that lets me run for, like, to just go, like, oh, turn in this thing, cross the map, that lets me fucking just run there?
Maybe. I can't remember. It was like,
but it's like, because if I could just click on something and go, like, go, and it just runs me there, that would be great. Because that's the part where I'm like, oh, God, okay, I got to take this quest all the way there. And it's like, it's basically over the mountain, which you can't run over. I have to run all the way around it to get to the other side.
So,
and I'm like, this.
Sometimes you gotta watch out, though, because, like, there's, like, a giant bad guy, and you're like,
yeah. But what you're reminding me of is the first time you get a mount, and then the first time you get a flying mount, and then you're like, fuck, now I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then you don't got to worry about that shit. But I do remember, like, grinding, going, God, when I get level 40, I get a mount. When I get to level 60, I get a flying mount. This is going to be great. I don't have to run anywhere.
But, yeah, I mean, so it's fun, like, having never had seen people play it, watched videos of people playing it, watched Leroy Jenkins probably, like, 7 million times because that shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Cool.
So... Oh, go ahead, Ren.
I was gonna say, like, and for I almost like I compare it to like some of the Citadel and what's the one we played before, 7 Days to Die and stuff like that. The graphics are kind of comparable, actually.
Yeah, they did a smart thing where they made it cartoony, so you didn't really have to have super graphics, right?
Right, and but even like the landscapes and stuff are pretty impressive in World of Warcraft.
But I also think they, from what I've understood, they've done graphical overhauls every once in a while.
Mm.
Where it's like,
I believe
I guess I'm saying at, like, it holds original up pretty style. Good. Yeah.
Have they done graphical overhauls? I bet you.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have from time to time. Yeah.
But all right. Today is the opening of the Great Minnesota Get Together.
I know. One of my. Family was over and they went to it and I was like, what, that fucking thing started already? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So is anyone planning on going?
Only if I have friends who are going to go, who are going to invite me, like, unlike like birthday parties, because I don't really have too much fun when just me and Amy go. I mean, it's fine, but we kind of like walk around for like an hour and then we're like, what do I do now? Like, I don't know.
It's like mixed for me. I actually think it can be fun, especially if you like have a few events you want to see. You know, like, there might be, like, a dance thing or, like, a dog show. But like, I think it's more fun if you have a plan.
Cool.
Yeah, sometimes I have a dog that, like, they got a dog who, like, shows you how he, like, keeps the sheep in line and shit. You know, that's, they legit have that. And if you have those planned, it can be pretty fun. More so than if you go and you don't have a plan and you're just kind of walking around and hoping to bump into something. That's what I'm saying.
That's a big part of it, I guess. Yeah, we never go with a plan. We're always like, I don't know, I guess we'll get some cookies for Amy and we'll go, and because she loves her radio show, we'll go there for a little bit. And fuck, Amy and Tiffany should just go and we should go do something else. They can sit at their radio show all day long.
All right,
like,
all right.
Oh my God, I love this guy. Jesus, whatever his name is, he's amazing. And so flamboyant.
It's true, they do really like him so much. Like, he doesn't, he's not bad, it's just like, I've never been like, oh God, he's so great.
But it enters a different level when you have kids. Kids like to do stuff, and kids get to, and it's more fun when kids want to do stuff. So, last year, the babies were too small to do anything. This year, they might be a little bit bigger, so.
Well, yeah, like last year we went, and it was like, the tractor, all he did was like, look at this tractor, and climbed on this tractor. Let's go with this tractor. Let's do this thing. Let's do this. And it was like, all right, cool, man. It was kind of rainy, too, so not a ton of people were there. So it was like, no one cared. It was just like, just let him fly. Oh, climb on a bunch of shit. So it was great. It was just like, he had tons of fun times with that. It's like, there's a few things. There's always a few things that I'm like, I'll eat these. I'll eat these cheese curds, because cheese curds are delicious.
See, that's the thing, though. I always want to try that stuff, but it's always too much for me. Like, I want to have, like, one or two bites, and then I'm like, well, I guess I'll throw the rest away. So if you're with people, you can be like, let's all have a few bites.
Exactly. I agree.
My point being, if people want to get together one weekend, let's set something up and go. And if you don't want to be part of this, go fuck yourself. You don't got to be part of this. You know what I'm saying?
The Great Minnesota Get Together, you want to get together at it?
It's weird. I try to get together with you guys every weekend, but you're always like, Chris, you want us to do manual labor? And I'm like, no. I want to come over and have fun with you guys and hang out. It'd be fun.
But, yeah. And it's all like, oh, it's only 364 days till the start of the 2019 Minnesota State Fair, so is everyone ready?
Wait, what?
Nothing, because they're always all like, it's only, because on the radio they're like, it's only like 116 more days till Christmas, it's only 78 days till this day, and it's just like, so it was funny, it was just like, at work we were just like, oh, it's only 364 more days until the start of the 2019 State Fair.
I'm always surprised how fast it goes. Like, it's like, two weekends and something like that? Or
yes, yes.
10 days.
Yeah,
10 days,
it's
yeah.
It's such a big event, you kind of figure it'll be bigger. But, yeah, it's like, if you don't go this weekend, and you generally don't go during the week because everyone works, and you don't go that weekend, then it's done. You missed it.
You're done, right. Yeah. Well, like I think the Renaissance Festival is a little easier to get to because it's like it's on the weekend. Yeah, you know what time it is going to be, and it's what like 8 weekends or something
months.
Like that.
It's a lot of weekends. Yeah,
yeah, it is longer, much longer.
So that might be easier to go to because it's just easier to go to. But
yeah, see, that's like even talking about this now, like we're like, well, if you want to set something up, go for it. Well, you gotta kind of set something up very quickly here, otherwise it just doesn't work.
True.
Well what I would do. Who do you think would be the best at setting it up? Probably the guy with the highest intelligence.
I would say Amber.
I'd say the guy with the highest charisma. And guess what? Or the guy with the highest all around stats, which is Chris clearly said.
There's no dumb stats.
So well, that's Chris.
I'll get in touch with Dave 3 and see what he wants to do and start to set something up.
yeah. Well, when I talk to Amber about whether we want to go, I will talk about whether we want to go, and when we go, we should get with people. But like sometimes we don't want to go.
I know, and I can.
Well, Ryan, you
can
see, you can say like I want to go, and then we'll make something happen.
Yeah. It depends what mood Ryan's in. If he's in a good
depends
mood,
depends on the mood.
Like if he played soccer and then he's in a good mood, he might be like, "Yeah, let's do shit." But if like Amber yelled at him, he might not be in a very good mood.
Exactly.
Is that why you're never in a good mood, Ryan?
No, it's because he doesn't play soccer enough.
True. He needs to play more soccer.
I'm going to need more soccer out of you.
I'm going to have to get some more soccer.
You didn't say you're going to do that for 8 years. Just every day, practice dribbling it every day.
Woo! Problem is, I feel like if I did that at now, I'd just be sore. like, I don't really want to be sore for 8 years because, like, if this was, like, you know, 15 years ago, okay, all right. Come back, be a pimp-ass player.
Just excuses, man. It's just excuses. You can be the oldest Major League Soccer player ever.
Although it actually would be fun to just, like, train and get strong and juggle every day and practice moves and then come back and be, like, fucking owning it. Oh, shit, I want to do that. And then I want to go to Chinatown and play Chinese... what's that game? That Chinese chess-like game?
Like Go? Like
no, well, that could be, too. But there's this other game that's, like, a Chinese chess that they only play in Chinatown, and I want to go there one day and, like, sit down next to a wizened old Chinese ex-master and then, like, surprise him when I destroy him.
That's good. You reminded me, I also want to learn sleight of hand magic.
Oh, yeah.
That shit would be fucking fun, though, man. That sounds something that's, like, that's, like...
really good at it, you know?
Like, the thing where they go, like, you know, the guy's interviewing someone, and he's, like, he's taking off the guy's tie,
right.
And he's, like, putting things in his pocket, and he's, like, taking his wallet out and stuff like that, and he's all, like, and the guy goes, like, and the guy's, like, look, he's got his watch on, and, you know, his tie tied on him, he's, like, and he's wearing his glasses and shit, and the guy somehow doesn't notice any of that. That stuff's so cool.
Yeah, because I watched some of those guys do it, and they're fucking good, and I was, like, Amy, that'd be really cool, but I'm pretty sure I'm too corrupt, and I would just use it to pickpocket people. Be fun to be cool.
Yeah.
All right.
You'd go home and you're like, oh shit, I got like 8 wallets. It's kind of an accident.
Cash
but,
out, throw the... Hey guys, okay, sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties there. I'm sure you heard the my audio is super low. Sorry about that. I'll fix that for next week. This is this whole new Skype thing. Skype updated and kind of fucked us. So you missed also the call recorder stopped when Ryan was doing his best Adam impression, given the information for the day. I'm sure you all know by now, but if you haven't, geeksnextdoor.xyz is our webpage. Geeks Next Door is on our Facebook page, and you can always drop us online at Expensive Science, maybe? No, that's not. It's Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com. So, yeah, get in touch with you need to. Let us know what your best stat is or worst stat, what your dump stat is. That's what we talked about. So, all right, thanks for joining us. Bye.